USA Radio News.
We are learning more about the 21-year-old suspect in the Highland Park 4th of July parade shooting, who showed no emotions during his virtual court appearance. Highland Park Police Department Chief Lou Jogman.
There was quite a bit of pre-planning that went into it, and he was quite motivated to carry out the attack. He indiscriminately fired at the crowd of people and, struck people at random.
Investigators say Robert Cremo III took aim and fired 83 rounds at spectators from a rooftop, stopping to reload his rifle. Then he made a run for it in women's clothing, leaving his gun behind. After an 8-hour manhunt, Cremo was captured and confessed. He's being held without bond, and more charges are expected to be filed against him in the coming weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The Food and Drug Administration has advised the emergency use authorization for Paxlovid, allowing for authorized state licensed pharmacists to prescribe the Pfizer antiviral medication to eligible patients. Paxlovid is authorized for the treatment of mild to moderate COVID-19 infections in adult and pediatric patients with positive results who are at risk for progression to severe COVID-19, including hospitalizations or death. It has been cleared for use and available for free in the U.S. since December. More information about Operation North Star is being issued.
Members of the U.S. Marshals Service and other members of law enforcement are sharing more information about a June initiative titled Operation North Star. LaDron Reynolds says the operation was concentrated on fugitives who committed violent offenses such as homicide, sexual assault, and robbery.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
WNBA star Brittany Griner has pleaded guilty during her trial in Russia. She entered her plea today while saying she, quote, didn't want to break the law, end quote. The Phoenix Mercury star stood accused of having under a gram of cannabis oil in her luggage when she was arrested at the airport in Moscow back in February. Griner added she wanted to talk more about what happened. Another hearing is set for next Thursday. Hurricane experts at Colorado State University are holding firm in their updated Atlantic hurricane season forecast. They're predicting 20 named storms this season. Since Tropical Storm Colin formed last week, that means there are 17 more before things wind down in the fall. They believe we'll have 10 hurricanes and 5 major category 3s or greater. They're setting the probability of the East Coast, including Florida and the Gulf Coast, being hit by at least one major hurricane at about 50% each. They point to La Nina continuing through the remainder of the season and sea surface temperatures across most of the tropical Atlantic being above normal. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.